LibreOffice technology is the best platform for development of open source personal productivity software. We will look at how over 10 years the LibreOffice community has managed to transform the OpenOffice source code, which was a desktop product, into a development platform available on multiple technologies and multiple operating systems. In 2010, LibreOffice community, which was at the time part of the OpenOffice community, took control of the OpenOffice software that was under risk of being abandoned by Oracle. And the reality is that was not just abandoned by Oracle in 2010, but was then abandoned by IBM in 2014 after 3 years of a failing project trying to relaunch OpenOffice as Apache OpenOffice without basically developers and without community. So today LibreOffice is by far the most known and the largest used open source Office suite. And we'll see how over the 10 years this activity has transformed the desktop product into a platform. Since 2010, the families, the different LibreOffice families have gone through a number of development cycles, and each cycle was focused on a specific area, although developers, of course, were taking care of the entire source code and the entire issues and problems and challenges. Let's say that each family had a focus, and the progress of these focuses, they starting from code cleaning, going through code refactoring, going through an update of the user interface, which made it possible to guarantee availability on multiple platforms, which includes mobile and cloud, of course, and allows to have an improved document compatibility today. I would say an extremely good document compatibility with Microsoft Office proprietary formats. All this over 10 years has allowed to develop different products and in different flavors. All the products which are from different organizations share the same engine, and this engine is common to all LibreOffice modules. We call this LibreOffice technology. We have a logo for LibreOffice technology, and we will be investing quite a lot in terms of efforts, marketing effort, to make the concept of LibreOffice technology more popular and more widely known in the community of Office Suite users. So LibreOffice technology, as I said, is the result of 10 years of development. There is a single processing engine common to all modules. The processing engine is based on a clean and refactored source code with a strong focus on code quality and consistency. And all this is supported by easy and extensive APIs. This provides the best open source platform for personal productivity, which is tightly integrated on desktop, mobile, and cloud. This image shows you this integration. There is a common productivity engine and a common format, but the format could also be Microsoft Office proprietary format. What is important is that the approach of the Common Productivity Engine allows to have a strong consistency up to the file. The differences are in the user interface, which of course is specific for each module, for each application, and is also specific for each platform. This is completely different from what happens with a proprietary and open core Office suite, where developers, as they were missing a strong engine, as in LibreOffice, a strong engine capable of handling the productivity challenges from a single source, have been forced to develop different engines for different platforms and for different applications. So you have a different word processing engine for desktop, mobile, and cloud, a different spreadsheet engine for desktop, mobile, and cloud, and a different presentation software engine for desktop, mobile, and cloud. And this means that there is less consistency amongst document, because the document have been generated, although based on the same concept, but have been generated by different engines. And of course, at the end, you have a different user interface because the platforms are different. But while the user interface differences in user interface are acceptable, what is a problem for users are the difference in engines and documents that turn out in potential issues for users. We should also underline the importance of the localization effort for LibreOffice. LibreOffice is the application available in more native language version than any other one available, either proprietary or open source. We ship around 120 language version, and we have more under development. Also, during the years, the developers have been able and have managed to create a user interface that makes it easy for users that were not familiar or were used to the Microsoft Office fluid interface, known as also as the ribbon, to have something which is similar in look and feel. Of course, is similar in look and feel, but is different because it's based on the different characteristic of LibreOffice, not different characteristic in terms of features, because LibreOffice shares with Microsoft Office the majority of features, but a different characteristic, as I said, of the common engine for all the application. So we have a notebook bar compact, a group bar compact. These different options provide a lot of flexibility to users. Developers developers at LibreOffice can rely on a complete development infrastructure, which is hosted by the Document Foundation and provides all the tools that are necessary for the development of the Office suite. In addition, developers use for quality also external tools like Coverity Scan is a static code analysis tools. Over the years, developers, and here we should thank mostly Red Hat for coordinating and driving this effort, have been able, as you see, to go from to fix a large number of defect and to go to zero defect and to maintain the level of zero defect basically since 2015 with a few hiccups in the case of new versions, but negligible amount of issues in comparison with the previous situation. We also use fuzzing tools to spot vulnerabilities. And this is extremely useful to spot vulnerabilities before they hit the user, before they reach the user. LibreOffice is using a standard document format called Open Document Format. It's the true document standard, and it offers freedom of choice. Why I say it's the true document standard? Because the Microsoft Office proprietary formats have also been approved as document standards, even if they're not. They're not standard because they do not follow the ISO definition for standard and the ISO approach to open standard. But I will talk about this in a specific presentation. Characteristic of ODF are that is simple, solid, robust, is consistent across operating system, is based on many existing ISO standards, so it doesn't reinvent the wheel,